Royal Air Force recruiters told to stop selecting useless white male pilots. By Kurt Zindelka on June 1, 2023. In a push to diversify the armed services, staff at Britain's Royal Air Force were told to stop selecting useless white male pilots in the latest assault on the native population of the country. According to a report from London's Daily Telegraph, an email sent to RAF staff on January 19, 2021 from squadron leader Andrew Harwin complained that their training courses for pilots were predominantly white male heavy, without enough candidates from black, Asian, minority ethnic, BAME, backgrounds. If we don't have enough BAME and female to board, then we need to make the decision to pause boarding and seek more BAME and female from the RAF, the squadron leader reportedly wrote. I don't really need to see loads of useless white male pilots. Let's get as focused as possible. I am more than happy to reduce boarding if needed to have a balanced BAME/female/male board, Harwin continued. Speaking to the broadsheet, a source within the Royal Air Force said that the email clearly demonstrates the endemic culture that was created by the senior leadership to chase ridiculous diversity statistics that were patently unachievable. This culture extended to issuing orders that were illegal, the RAF source added. Under the Equality Act of 2010, it is illegal to discriminate in hiring based on protected characteristics, including gender, religion, sexual orientation, or race. Despite ethnicity and gender seemingly having nothing to do with protecting the nation from foreign threats, the Royal Air Force has committed to transforming its ranks to 40% female and 20% from a minority background by the end of the decade. This has so far failed to materialize, with pesky white males still making the overwhelming majority of RAF pilots last year, with just 30 out of 1,5,000 pilots being women and only 10 being ethnic minorities. When expanded to the RAF Engineering Corps, white men still dominate, with less than 2% of engineers being minorities and 6% female. As a whole, just 3% of the RAF comes from a minority background. This is perhaps unsurprising given that men have traditionally been overrepresented in the military of every nation in history and given that Britain remains a majority white country for the time being. According to testimony provided to the Defence Select Committee by former RAF Group Captain Lizzie Nicol, the force allegedly discriminated against 160 white men in order to hit their woke diversity targets. The insistence on diversifying the skies comes at a time when many in the top ranks are increasingly expressing concern over Britain's military readiness for a potential war. An RAF spokesman said, "The Royal Air Force will not shy away from the challenges we face building a service that attracts and recruits talent from every part of the UK workforce. We will continue doing everything we can to increase our recruiting intake from underrepresented groups within the provisions of the law." All individuals joining the Royal Air Force were in or selected on merit, and any individuals that were advanced to their training courses had already passed the selection process. There was no compromise of entry standards and no impact on the frontline or operational effectiveness. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter, follow @KurtZindelka or email to Zindelka@Breitbart.com.